Welcome to Shom Shom on the Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishma Sarim Yakushom Nevas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beitza Daf Ches. The Gemara Mudah brings the Losh of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Beis Bisil Oimrim that you're not allowed to shecht an animal if you don't have Ofer Muchon. But Im Shachat Shiachfor Bedeker VeYichase. If he has a shovel, he should be mechase with a shovel. She'efer Kira Muchanu. The Efer Kira is Muchan. The ashes of an oven is Muchan. So the Gemara asks right away, what's the connection between the first sentence and the second sentence? And the Gemara says, no, don't say she'e fekir muchanu, say ve'e fekir muchanu. Correct it from she to ve, to tell me it's another sentence. You should know, Basil say, first of all, don't shecht if you don't have the offer muchan. But except that, you should know that e fekir, or the ashes of an oven, it's always muchan, and you can use that. The simple understanding of Gemara is the Gemara is changing the letter. It should have, the Mishnah says she'efer, that efer kir is muchan, and the Mishnah is saying ve'efer kifer and efer kir. It's a new subject, a new sentence. But in the Kriya Liyo over here, it's about down. The Vilna Gaon explains that whenever we have a chesur mechser of achikdani, when we come and we correct a language of a Mishnah, it never means that we're going to go and we're changing the lashon. The Mishnah said something was a mistake, we're erasing it and rewriting something else. Every time it says Chesur Mechser V'Achtani, it means that is the meaning of the Mishnah. Just, we misunderstood it. I'll tell you what the meaning really is, and then you have to see how it fits in the words. But it's not that we're changing the words. Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnah, was very, very careful with the words, and he wrote exactly the right words. Says the Gaon, that's the shot over here as well. In our Mishnah, there's two ways to read the Mishnah. The way the Gemara understood in the beginning is that the second sentence is a continuation of the first sentence. So B'tehila say that im shachat, if you already did shechita, so yachfer b'deker, you can use the shovel. She'efakir muchanu, that, the ashes of an oven are muchan, meaning it's a continuation, another explanation. The Gemara says, what's the connection? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean she'a, means ve, meaning not that they're correcting the lashon on the Mishnah, just you read the Mishnah differently. Umoyde bisil, bisil umoyde what? A, she, im shachat, if you did already shechita, use a shovel. Second, she, the other thing, the bisil umoydim, im she, efekir muchanu, the she, efekiro, goes to the top, to moydim bisil. When the she, and the word, letter she in Hebrew can mean two things. Or it means because of, or it means that. Bisil will say, A, that if you shechted, you can use a dekir. B, Shei Fakir Mukhanu. Meaning, in addition, another thing they say is Shei Fakir is Mukhan, that they're also a Moite. Says the Gaon, really, the question is how do you read the Mishnah? Do you read the Mishnah as two separate sentences or one continuation? But it really means the same thing. And the Gaon gives us a key. Whenever it says Chesur Mechser Haktani, it doesn't mean a change in the Mishnah and just reread the Mishnah the right way. The Bnei Yisachar has a sefer called the Heir Bracha, which goes on the Mishnayos Brachos. And near in the beginning of the Masechta, he says that many times we find in Shas that the letter Vav and Shin change, and he brings an example, our Gemara over here in Beitza. And he explains that the letter Vav represents life, Ois Chaim. The letter Shin represents Emes, represents truth. Life and truth go hand in hand. Chaim is a representation of the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why you can switch around the letter Vav and Shin. Because Vav and Shin really represent the same thing, and therefore they're interchangeable. So that's another Pirush of Kabbalah, how to understand the fact that the Gemara is changing the Shei Fekiro to Vei Fekiro. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.